be.
No. So much better.
So much better.
Okay. Windows.
All right, here we go, right? So, hey, welcome. You're listening to the Dice Haven Actual Play Podcast. So visit patreon.com/Dice Haven to learn more about our show and access bonus content we've got for backers. Also, a special thanks to a backer, Thistle Down John, who hopped on lately. We really appreciate your support. I am Mason. I am the GM for this game.
And I'm Stan. I play Jadis Gant, a warrior priest.
And I'm Bailey. I play Tassan Nar, who has a captured sister and a drug-dealing brother, and he's pretty nervous right now.
Mm-hmm. I'm John. I play Admiral Kane, and I'm deeply concerned about the legality of our events, but hopefully we mitigated some of that.
And Ruben's muted.
And Ruben's muted. COVID problems.
COVID problems.
Chris, you're muted. There you go.
Yeah, I know. Sorry about that. I am Chris. I play Ruben Glazer, a Harkoon naval engineer, and I howl a lot.
True.
I think we all got quiet there waiting for the howl.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Bring
it. I'm not gonna do it.
Oh! Nice howl.
Thank you.
Yeah. So if you're listening and you noticed audio's different, that's because COVID's got us locked at home. So we're still recording, but we're just doing it remotely. Hopefully the audio is still pretty good. And a nice side effect of this is we have everyone at the table. I think Ruben's joining us. Yeah. For the first time in what feels like forever.
I know. I miss Ruben. I'm so glad to have him.
Yeah.
I have returned.
Yes. He has. And we'll do a little bit of magic GM hand waving and say that when Admiral Kane went up, and you can't see it, but I'm waving my hands back to space to get the crate full of all of your goodies. He hooked up with Ruben Glazer, brought him back down with you, and he is able to join you on this rescue mission.
Awesome.
Last time we ended kind of almost arriving to a plan of action to assault the fort, so to speak, which is really just a warehouse. I know you decided to do it around 3. So if you guys want to, we can fast forward to that moment. It could be 2:30-ish, and you can be arriving at the warehouse and kind of adjust as you see fit. Does that sound good?
Yeah. Very good.
Okay, so
who is with us? We have a police officer, you said?
Yes. So Admiral Kane is present. Tassan's present. Jadis is present, and you are present, Ruben. And also there is Lieutenant Fulner, who has come along. He's proven to be one of the probably few reliable law enforcement officials in this area.
So, Lieutenant Fulner, I guess our plan will be to proceed inside. I'm assuming you'll stay outside here, watch for cover, and if the authorities come, notify them this is a deputized operation. Does that seem reasonable?
Yeah, I think I could do that. I can hang out here, keep an eye on. I've got some NVGs, and I'll probably get on top of this building. And he points at a building just kind of across the street a bit and keep an eye on things. And if you can let me tap into your comms, I can notify you if anybody else shows up.
Yeah, absolutely. And then here's a stun grenade, a smoke grenade, and a tranq grenade in case for some reason you need to come in to get us. At least you've got some tools of the trade that might be helpful.
Works for me, but cool. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't have the same qualm that you guys have with taking any of these thugs out. They're a blight on the community, in my opinion, but I respect your position, so I'm not going to change anything on your end, but I'll do my best.
I have to be honest, Lieutenant. If stuff starts to go down, you never know how a plan can be modified. So that is when it's over, not as it begins.
Fair enough. And so you gave him what again? Gave him two stun grenades?
One stun grenade, one smoke, and one tranq.
Okay. One stun.
Out of game, if we all go down inside, it's nice to know someone's outside that could save us.
Medevac.
Okay. Cool. I've just made a note of that. Just in case the poop hits the proverbial fan and he has to.
So, gentlemen, do we want to have your brother initiate the distraction, or do we want to just basically breach the door and drop the grenades in, drop smoke. Because here's the thing, we have IR goggles, so if we drop smoke in there and make it hard for them to see us, then we will have a decided advantage of visibility. So I think that's clearly the play. And then the question is, do we drop in the tranq grenades or the stun grenades on top of that?
I think I'm not really good at this military stuff, but we could, I mean, I think we got to stun the guy on the outside and then put the IR goggles on and see what we got to take. We got to take him down quietly, the one guy on the outside.
Yep.
So would you like me to give you a lowdown of what you see at this time of night? Because I believe when you scouted it out before, it was something to the effect of like 8-ish hours ago.
Yeah, and there was one guy outside with a shotgun that, I think.
I think there was like one or two standing by the door and then people milling about, and So what you're looking at now is you kind of sneak up, and it's nighttime, so you don't have to do any rolls. You just, as long as you play it smart and don't walk down the street having a loud conversation, you won't be seen. Standing by the door is a guard. He is not the same one that you saw earlier with the shotgun. It's a different guy. This guy has an AR standing out there. Anyone who's there who can see it, make me a check that would pertain to maybe identifying this weapon.
It's like a recon roll.
Recon. You can see it because it's kind of a lit, although poorly lit. So maybe, I don't know if you have a tactics or some military profession. I'll let you sub that in on this kind.
And everybody's together, is that right? We don't have somebody going in advance.
At this point, you guys are together.
Okay.
Unless you want to send someone up.
Nope.
Okay.
And so, and by the way, I'm actually going to be wearing the cloth armor, and I'll have the ACR. Bear. Wait, did you, Admiral Kane, are you wearing the full carapace armor and all that? Or are you?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. Wow.
And Jadis, if you want to decide that you're going to try to sneak up, you can leave your weapon with one of the other guys and they can hand it off to you when you get closer.
Okay.
You can leave it with the officer, Fulner, and he'll hang on to it and deliver it if, you know, push comes to shove. So you have some options.
My stealth is a -4, so I have to roll a 12 to even be successful. So I'm wearing my carapace armor. It's not hurting.
Admiral Kane, would you like me to go do some recon up ahead? And if so, do you want me to actually try to go up there and talk to the guard? Or do you want me to just take a look, or do we want to all stick together?
Do you have a stun stick, Jadis?
I have a stunner.
So why don't you go up there, why don't you walk up to him, act like you're trying to proselytize him, and then hit him with the stunner?
I think that would work.
That's not a bad idea. And then we need to be able to react quickly if something goes wrong and be able to kind of bust the door in or head in. But that seems like a reasonable idea. Why don't we scout the outside first, and then we can make a decision on how you want to approach.
Makes sense. So scout the outside first. So recon roll?
Yeah, recon rolls.
9.
Tactics.
For Ruben.
So just as a recap of what roles you're going to accomplish, recon roles will give you more information on what you're seeing, maybe points of entry, any additional guards that aren't readily available to the naked eye. If you wanted to roll a tactics or something military related, even a gun skill, if you have a gun skill, you can roll that plus intelligence or education to maybe get some information about the armaments that this guy at the door has. Because it is, and Tassan, you may know this, whether or not you share it with the group is up to you. But Tassan might immediately go, normally street-level thugs aren't running around with this level of armament, right?
Right.
Those kind of guns exist, but they're reserved for higher-level hits and stuff like that, right? For big street wars. But just guarding a warehouse, you might not see that as common.
Yeah, no, Tassan would definitely say that. I mean, I think... Tassan would definitely tell everybody that.
Okay, so everyone knows that. So you guys are welcome to roll recon or like a gun skill or a tactic skill to maybe connect some dots.
I got a 10 on my recon with my intelligence.
As okay. did Jadis. Jadis got a 10 on his recon.
Okay, so were you, Jadis, you were kind of scouting out the area?
Yeah.
And Admiral Kane, you were you scouting the area, or were you kind of...
No, you said we could just roll across the street.
Yeah, but what I'm asking is, were you specifically trying to take note of the situation with this guy at the door, or were you scouting out the whole facility?
No, I would have not done that. I would have just watched the guy at the door. That makes sense.
Okay, cool. Totally.
And get spotted.
Okay, so Jadis, as you're kind of, maybe walk a little bit further down the street, kind of trying to subtly spy out the warehouse, you see the guy by the door. You see by a window on, let's say that door is facing south, and on the door on the east wall, there's a window, and you see a guy kind of leaning by the window, and he's smoking a cigarette. Windows cracked open, and you don't see any other motion outside. There's some lights on inside the building, but they're those really old, dingy windows, so it's hard to make out what it is. But there's something going on inside. And go ahead.
Yeah, is it a two-story building? How high is the building?
It looks to be potentially three-story. It's probably one of those warehouses that have a lot of headspace for stacking stuff up. So it's more realistically, maybe there's a half of it is a second-story floor with offices and stuff, and everything else is open warehouse space.
Oh, okay. Got it. And the east side, there's the guy with the cigarette. Can we tell what weapon he's got? Or
you can't see a weapon, but you can tell he's just wearing normal clothes.
Okay.
Yeah, he's...
And did you say anything about the north and south side?
So the south side is where the door is at, that the armed guy with the rifle is standing.
Okay.
The east side is where the guy was inside the building, leaning against an open window and smoking.
Oh, he's inside. Okay, got it. Got
it. Okay. He's taking a smoke break. The other sides of the building are really poorly lit. But there's also not much over there. That's like where the docks are at. So you don't see any motion there, and what did you roll on your recon?
10.
Okay. Odds are that that's probably a more lightly guarded side because it is facing the docks.
Oh, which side is this? The
north and the west side, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I rolled a 10. Is there just the one door that the guard is at, or is a door on each side, or there...
Okay, yeah, so there's the door that the guard is at on the south side is just a traditional single door there, and that door is relatively close to the east wall, kind of close to that corner. On the far side of that south wall, closer to the southwest corner, is a larger bay door, you know, where you could maybe open it up and pull a truck in or something. And there's also some larger doors on the side that face the bay on the north side.
All right.
And on the west side, there's no doors, just some windows.
Okay.
So Admiral Kane, you're kind of watching this guy at the door, and something you pick up on is that this particular weapon that this guy has is very pristine military grade equipment. And that is an alarm bell for you, more because why is that in this dude's hands? It seems a bit beyond what you would expect some street thugs to have.
Does the guy himself behave like a street thug? Like, or does he behave like a military mercenary who's highly trained? Like, is he very alert, constantly scheming?
What did you roll on your check?
I got a 10.
A 10? He's behaving like he's not a green street thug, but he doesn't come off as special forces. Military. Like he doesn't carry himself like Jadis does, or like you do, or Ruben does, right? He's probably been shot at, probably shot some people, but he doesn't have the bearing of someone who's been through, you know, the hell of actual combat.
Gotcha. So most likely they got access to high-end hardware, but may not have the skills to back it up, or who knows what skills they have. But they're definitely not military.
Yeah, this guy's definitely not military. And you can, Jadis, you can get the same. The guy you see smoke in the window, he's probably just some red shirt street thug.
Okay. Got it.
Oh, so only like a +7 guns, not a +9.
Perfect.
Oh, man.
Yeah, any other questions on these rolls you guys made?
No.
Okay. And off camera, you do have Rikus, because you asked him to, hey, be ready for potentially launching a distraction. So right. He's off scene somewhere. You can contact him, and he'll do that if you want. He's kind of relying on y'all's expertise, especially given the level of military experience and tactical genius that resides in this group.
So basically, just to net it out, we think we know we've seen two active people. I'm asking this of Jadis when you come back. So we've got the guy at the door. We've got a guy who's taking a smoke break. Did he actually go outside?
No, he's still inside.
Okay. And is that the only two people you saw?
Yeah.
And then the eight that you saw earlier today, were they people, as the door opened, you saw them inside and out, like walking in and walking out, or where? What? How did you see them?
Remind me, Mason.
Sure. So what you saw earlier, those 8 to 10 people, they were active, milling about. So sometimes they'd come in and out of the building. They'd be walking around, chatting, smoking, kind of what you would call a very haphazard security perimeter, if it would qualify as one. The activity now suggests that, like not trained professionals, they aren't taking the nighttime security very seriously, because they probably think anyone who would try to attack us isn't going to do it at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yep. Right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, you guys tell me what you think. If Tassan's idea about having you, you know, move up either quietly to the door and then having stun him either with your stunner from 10 meters away, like take a shot from a concealed position and see if you can stun him. Or maybe we, you know, all take shots with our stunners to see if we can stun him. And then we move through the door. I mean, that seems as good as any, unless you guys think of something else you'd recommend.
I have an idea.
Oh, Tassan.
Please suggest Stunfist.
So here's what we do. So Jadis walks up and he tries to proselytize the guy. And then I'll come around the corner and I'll make like a big noise distraction kind of thing. And then he'll turn around and look at me. And then Jadis, when he turns around, you hit him with the stunner at point blank.
Point blank.
Or whatever. The dude, make sure you hit him. Because I can't take many shots. I learned that on Yance. One shot hurts so much.
So, if we do this, do we need the distraction from Riker then? Or not Riker?
I think the distraction risks waking them all up. You know what I mean?
I agree.
I think that's based on the collective success of your roles, that would be a pretty good conclusion.
Yeah. And we're hitting in the middle of the night, so maybe we don't. So I think we try this plan.
Okay, I like that. Tassan, you can be my distraction and then, after I try to proselytize.
And then Ruben, you come around the corner after me, and then Admiral, with your armor, you come around the corner, the other corner.
So which side, Ruben, or Tassan, you'll be on the west? I'll be on the south side talking to the guy with a rifle.
And then I'll come on the north side and be like making a lot of noise, like a drunk person. And
okay.
When he turns around to look at me, you hit him with the stunner.
Okay, you're going to be on the opposite side of the building. Is that what you're saying?
The
other option, is there any cover near the guy within like 30 feet of him, like across an alleyway or anything?
So directly south of the building is like a parking lot. You know, space for trucks to pull in and out of the docking bay there, which is that large bay door that was near the southwest corner. Running along, going from north to south, off of the southeast corner of that building is kind of like a waist-high, like brick wall.
Okay.
It doesn't cut across the entirety of the parking lot. Maybe it extends about 30 feet or so to where the entrance of the parking lot is. So that would provide a little cover. On the east side across the street, there's buildings and stuff that you could get across the street from.
Tassan, I love your plan. The stunner itself can shoot at least at 10 meters and with reasonable accuracy, so it doesn't have to get right up on him. So, you know, you guys call. I think the closer we get, the more our stealth, for those of us who are trying to stay hidden, is going to be exposed. And I'm probably personally sensitive to that just because I'm not really good at it.
There's also a couple of cars and stuff parked in the parking lot that you could, you know, try to hide behind. The fence would be your closest option to get to that door where the guard's at.
Yeah. How far away is there a...
Remember, the meters to feet transition.
About 3 feet to a meter.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so that's about 30 feet.
It's about a yard.
Right. So 10 meters is about 30 feet.
Yeah.
Yep.
Roughly.
Okay. Yeah, so that fence that runs off, coming off that east wall going straight south, it's about 20 to 25 feet from the wall. So it's under the 10 meters.
And it's like a picket fence or something that's obstructed.
No, it's a brick fence. Like, you could get behind it. Yeah, it's about waist high, give or take.
Yeah, I mean, we could just have Ruben and just and Jadis pop over the top, take shots at this guy.
I think that's a good idea. We could both.
Yeah, and he's not hidden behind any cover. He's just standing by the door.
Right. If we did, so forget the stealth thing with the subterfuge of proselytizing. If we both take a shot, then we double our chances of the stun working.
You will want to have to make some stealth checks just to get over to the wall without being seen, right. But that'll just be one check to get across the street. And
yeah, now the other way of looking at it is that if I get in close, there's a bonus, I believe, for short range. Let's
see. Oh yeah. Is it if you're within short range of your weapon?
Let's see, it's minus. Short range is plus. It's just plus one. That's not that much.
Okay, and I can't remember what the distance for short range is. I think you would count.
Yeah, so it's a quarter. So 10 meters. So if I'm within 2.5 meters, it would be short. So I get a plus one.
So the gotcha. Question, okay.
So the question is one shot at close range. If I miss, he's immediately going to make a ruckus. Versus two shots at normal range.
Here's what I'd throw out is the two of you move up. If you make noise, then we have Tassan come in like a drunk guy to kind of create some distraction, right?
Okay.
And then immediately you two pop over the top and take shots at me. If you stealth up successfully, take aim, like aim for like two or three rounds.
Oh, I forgot about aim, yes.
Right, and then I can over the comm too, I can take an observation position and give you guys
intel.
Because the leadership thing?
Exactly.
Yeah. I think you can aim, what, three times, right? To get a plus three total?
Exactly.
Yeah. So mechanically, the way that would work, just so you guys can know, because we are playing a game, is you need to sneak across the fence.
Oh,
across
six.
The street.
Six plus six is the max.
Six.
Okay. So you would need to sneak across the street, stealth over there. Then, since you're aiming, it requires you to kind of expose yourself. So every additional turn that you're aiming, you'd make another stealth check. Right? So it's just kind of because you're having to expose yourself a little bit.
It'll be twice.
It won't cost you an action to do that stealth check. I'm just going to let you just make the check to basically not sneeze or cough or whatever.
Got it.
I am proficient at exposing myself.
That's good. The other good news is, other than his
incredible other campaign.
Oh, right.
You can take three minor actions, and the aim is a minor action. So it means in one round, you get plus three. If you get to aim the whole round, make your stealth check. And then the next round, you get a plus three, make your stealth check. Should be a plus six in the third round when you shoot.
With two shots, two different people shooting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah,
because be prepared to kind of go in as a drunk guy. If he spots them, make a distraction by walking over.
Okay, if they miss, I'll do that for sure.
Yeah, the other thing I was going to throw out too, Tassan, you may want to calm your brother within about 12 to 18 seconds once we're in to initiate the attack on the other base. And the reason why I say that is, or maybe 24 seconds in, do it so that they think they're being hit at multiple places so they don't just send all their reinforcements here.
Okay, got it.
Okay, and then after we take the guard out, I presume that we will
rush the door and get in.
Rush the door and then smoke?
Smoke it, yep. You guys drop smoke inside the door, keep your IR goggles on, then we'll roll in and just start rolling.
Smoke them if you got them.
We got a plan.
We have like I call this plan advanced get 'em.
Well, planned, get him.
Get him 1.2.
It's like hacking, but with guns.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that works. All right. Hacking with guns. Okay.
Admiral Kane, into battle again, friend.
So, Admiral Kane, you can get into a position pretty easily without being seen, because you're not crossing the street, right?
No. I'm just going to stay someplace where I can see them and still have my comm dot to talk to them.
Gotcha. Tassan, you need to get into position to be drunk.
Yeah, my plan is to be just, you know, ready to walk around the corner and act like a drunk from wherever, okay. You know, kind of the closest corner of the same building he's guarding, kind of, you know, around the corner, right? You know what I mean?
So let's say there's like an alleyway that's kind of catty-cornered across the street you can kind of stumble out of.
Is there like trash cans and stuff in that alleyway?
Sure.
Perfect. Great.
Yeah. But they're plastic. But no lids.
That's all right. You got a plan.
There's even an alley cat back there, too, just waiting. It's just looking at you, waiting.
Ruben, don't get distracted by the alley cat.
Yeah.
It's got one of those exclamation points over its head, and you know it's there.
Ooh. Looks delicious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Ruben, make a check.
That's a question for me.
Who's crawling? Who's sneaking across the street?
Ruben and Jadis. Yep.
All right, you gentlemen, make me a stealth check, please. And the target number is only a 6 because it's nighttime, and it's not a
super well-lit
street.
Oh, yes. I got a 11.
Hey, no pressure, guys. But just roll like my sister's life depends on it. But no pressure.
Seven. Got a 7.
Oh, ooh, dear
just
Lord.
Barely. Nice. So you managed to sneak across. And Ruben, you're just a little bit bulkier as a Harkoon. So it's not that you're not any good at stealth. It's just the wall's not quite tall enough. If it was
Admiral
just Kane, 6 inches taller.
Admiral Kane, I told you we should have cut his fur before this. It would make him harder to see because that long fur he has.
He should have shaved like one of those bikers.
It's that. We never picked up the cleaning product.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Right.
I'm looking for like a poodle trim is kind of what I'm looking for.
Now offline, I'm going to have to try to find like a combat sci-fi poodle.
On it.
Okay. So Jadis and Ruben, you make it across the street.
You get
snugged up behind that wall. And as you're all crossing, right. Jadis, you notice the fellow you saw smoking at the window. He's not there. He's obviously finished the smoke. So you're there at the wall. You're about 20, 25 feet. So I guess roughly 8 meters.
Mm-hmm. Give or take. Yep.
So on comms then, Admiral, we're in position. Are we clear to try to aim?
Yeah, he's basically looking off to the right. It looks like this is a good time to pop up. And this is still not considered fighting, correct? So we're not in fighting.
It's kind of a hybrid moment. So if you want to make a leadership check
to kind of help them
give them boons, I'll allow it because you're coordinating with them. So even though we're not in initiative yet, I'll allow you to do that.
Okay, awesome.
It makes sense, you know.
Gotcha. So I rolled a 6 plus my leadership of leadership of 2 plus my social of 3, so that gives me a net plus 5, so I have a total of an 11. So that's 3 boons. So I'll give one, or you guys have 3 boons, so you can use them on die rolls for this one round.
Okay.
Yeah. 3, wow. Fantastic. And you can use them, I think, right?
Like you say you could use one on your stealth check. You don't have to roll to aim. But you guys sneak across the street, and you've got this turn.
Yeah, I think we should...
Yeah, your movement took up one of those minor actions. So you got what is it? You could do 1 minor, 1 major, or 3 minor. Correct.
That's right.
Yeah, I presumed it was our full movement to get over there, maybe. And so this is a new.
It's probably a double move because it's across a street. So
that's
why we can.
Oh, hold on. It's 6 meters though. I keep thinking it's feet. 6 meters is 12 feet. Yeah, it's going to be at least a move and a half to get over there. So you'll have 1 minor action this turn to aim.
Okay.
And then you'll have the next turn, you'll have all 3 minor actions because I'm not charging you for stealth.
Got it. Okay.
So now it's
round 2.
Yeah.
Well, if we're aiming, are we exposed? Do we have to make another stealth check? Or
I'm just going to say your stealth check was getting across and getting into a good position to aim. And then we'll make another stealth check at the beginning of round two.
Okay. Which is our three minor action aim round.
If you want
And you've got the boon for this one.
Yep, let's do a boon.
So well, this is a new round, so make another leadership check.
Oh, okay.
Well, I thought it... Dude, I didn't even roll last turn when they did their...
Oh, okay. We'll keep it. Easy peasy.
All right. Okay, this is Jadis is going to roll for his stealth with the boon. And I got a...
8's the target number now because you're... It's still dark, but you're right on top of the guy, basically.
Ooh, I got an 8. I needed
nice.
That
boon.
And okay. I also got an 8.
Sweet. Woo! All right, so sneaky. All right, you have up to 3 minor actions that you can aim, or you can aim once for a total of +2 and then fire once. You wait one more round, you risk another sneak roll.
Let's aim for 2 and then last.
Shoot.
Well, you shooting is gonna shooting will be a major action, so that may leave you only one minor action.
Here's the Chris mechanic.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Their benefit is every aim is going to give you effectively a +1 to damage.
On right.
So the longer you aim, the better you're going to be. Mm-hmm. But it's up to you guys. You guys make the call. You're the
I think. Can you do another leadership roll since it's a new round, or is it?
I can.
Yeah, round 3, he'll make one at the beginning, and.
Yep.
Okay, so that's that. So round 2 was 3 aims, minor actions. Now it's round 3. So you want to do your leadership?
Yeah. So you guys are +4 to hit now. Now I'll do the leadership.
Okay. Right. I got pretty solid.
Four. And then we'll use the boons on our stealth again.
Yep. I got an 8. That's an 8 +5 is a 13. So you guys have 5 boons to use. So you can use one on your stealth and one on your attack roll.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So make your stealth checks.
Aim, and then you fire, that you'll have a +5 to hit with a boon, and you'll get your attack.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I got 14 on my stealth.
Good job. So you are well hidden. He's just not aware of you guys. You can take one more aim action, which will give you a total of +5 to hit, and then you will fire your guns at 2d6. Okay. Well, I guess 3d6 if you use your boons. And as a quick reminder, since we're talking about boons, those who haven't used it, everyone got a boon for when you saw your ship, the Cat's Claw, the first time. That's just banked.
And I spent mine on a stealth roll when I first did my recon the first time, I think, or something. I remember I used it already.
And I used mine, too.
Okay, cool. Well, Ruben, since he's been gone, he still has his.
Yeah, Admiral Kane does, too.
Nice. Okay, so you've still stealthed. So whoever wants to fire first, go ahead.
I will go... Jadis! All right, so that's going to be an 11 plus, what did we say, +5 for the aim?
Yep.
Oh, plus, and then my, and this is an energy weapon, right? So that's
it falls under gun combat.
Yeah, but it's an energy?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that's going to be actually 11 plus 1 for my gun combat's 12.
Plus your dexterity.
Yeah, that includes, well, let's see, does it?
The skill number usually is just how good you are at the skill, and then you have to add your dexterity separately.
Oh, it's okay. It's +3 then, total. So it's 11 +3 is 14, plus the aim is another +5, so that's 19. That's it.
Good gravy. So 19 minus 8 gives you an 11 effect.
11.
Roll stun damage.
All right, and so that's going to be a 15 plus 11.
Oh.
So you take aim and Jadis is like, I got this, and he's doing his breathing that the Marines taught him. The exhales, heartbeat. Squeezes the trigger, and the guy just stiffens and just face plants. You single in one shot, you did enough to do all of his endurance and all of his strength.
So yes.
He's down.
Well done,
so Jadis. One guy with an AR is on the deck, quiet. The GM's going to make a secret roll because it just gives everybody the nervous. Okay.
That's just random. Doesn't mean anything, guys. Don't worry about it.
Let's go, boys.
Don't worry about it.
Basically, I was rolling to find out if anybody heard him collapse.
Oh, okay.
And you'll find out. I don't know.
Oh, no.
All right, let's go.
Okay. Over the wall. We're just going in fast.
So you run up to the door?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
all of us.
Everyone goes across. It takes you two rounds to get everybody lined up. So, because, you know, Admiral Kane and Tassan were hiding across the street.
Yep.
So you guys run over, get lined up. No one comes out. So far, so good. You're lined up on all the right. door. Do you want to take anything off the guy that you left unconscious?
Yep. The big gun.
Yeah, search him real. Pat him down real quick. See if he's got anything else.
He pat him down. He's got his AR and a clip on it, an extra clip on it, and like just random like a set of keys, probably for a vehicle or what about his home.
We got to drag him across the alley. We got to drag him across. We can't just leave him out here. We got to drag him across into that alley.
No, don't you do that, Tassan. You do that.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Give me a strength. Give me a strength check, Tassan. Oh,
right. Go boil some water, Tassan.
Go boil.
All right. So that is a 7.
Okay. So you can drag him. It's going a little bit slower than you'd like. And you guys hear as he's trying to drag this guy across the street in that very slow.
Ruben, come help me. Ruben, come help me real quick.
I.
Ruben, stay here.
A little busy, Tassan.
Yeah.
Real quick.
We're two rounds past getting to the door, so now we're a third round.
Okay. Was there a communicator on the guard? Like a walkie-talkie or anything?
Yeah.
Oh, there was.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to pocket that unless you want it, Admiral Kane.
No. Go. You guys
okay,
go.
Okay, so I've got the communicator just in case.
Everybody make stealth checks.
Everybody?
Everyone that's by the door, yeah.
By the door, okay.
6 is the target number.
I have a -1.
Oh, no.
You rolled a -1?
I thought you were helping me.
Yeah, -4 stealth.
Ooh.
Right. Wait, I thought you were helping me pull the guy over.
That's what I said I was doing.
Oh, okay. Well, everyone by the door. Okay. So you two are pulling away, so you're okay.
Yeah, good.
Just right. the two okay, guys so that eight. Are stacked up by the door. Okay, you're fine. You're fine.
I got an 8.
You're fine. This is basically making sure that the excitement doesn't cause anyone to get a bit too loud accidentally. Okay.
So the guard was there. The door that the guard was in front of, is it closed, I guess?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to carefully open it.
Tassan, you have a
How long question? Is a round?
That's a good question.
I think
it's been too long
seconds.
Since we've had I'll combat. Verify. I think it's 6 seconds. The combat round is 6 seconds. Yep.
Okay. Cool. Just checking. Cool. Thanks. Just want to make sure.
Sure.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm gonna open the door unless somebody else had something they were gonna do.
Admiral Kane and Tassan, are you dragging the body just behind that fence or all the way across the street?
Yeah.
Whichever.
And then we're getting back up.
Whichever one's closer, yeah.
Okay, so behind the fence. So basically, there'll be one round where Jadis and Ruben are at the door, and if they go in by themselves, then you guys will catch up on the second round.
Right. Do we need to prep the smoke grenades, or can we? It will be part of our action when we go in.
You guys can just say you've got one ready in your hand to go if you want to.
All right.
You can even have pulled the pin already. Because once you let go of it, that lever flies off, and then it triggers, so...
Oh, so actually, they can be shot from an ACR. Do you have you don't have an ACR, right, Ruben? Or Ruben, right? You're using
your correct. Gun. Correct.
Okay. So I've got mine in my ACR, so I can just shoot it.
Oh, and earlier someone asked me how big this thing was. It's probably about 10,000 square feet.
Okay. Not that big.
No,
not for warehouses.
As far as warehouses go, it's
that's small.
Probably an older one, which isn't a surprise given the area.
Right.
Okay. So I'm going to carefully open the door, trying not to make any sound. Hopefully there's no alarms or whatever. And if there's nothing interesting inside, I'm just going to... Well, tell me what right. I see.
Make a stealth check to open the door without All right. making too much noise.
Come on, baby! Let's see, and is that tied to int or what?
In this case, I think it'd be dex.
Dex? Oh, good. Good. Okay, I got an 8.
Oh, good. Good.
Yay.
So you open the door, you know, maybe a very subtle squeak, but nothing to attract attention.
Okay.
And you see inside, you can get an angle on the window that you saw that's open. It's still open, but the guy's not there smoking.
Okay.
There is a table, and very much like a noir film, there's a support column, and there's a table with three guys playing cards, at it, and they're you know, talking trash to each other, and one of them's clearly getting just all of his cash taken, and they're completely unaware of you guys. Make for anything else, make a recon check. And Ruben, did you have a question?
I think my recon check will help answer that. I got a 10, no, sorry, an 11 on recon, and right, I was cool. curious if they had any weapons nearby at the poker table.
So the guys at the poker table, the two of them have like a pistol strapped on their hip, and one of them looks like he's got an AR leaning against the pillar next to where he's sitting, just in arm's reach.
Okay.
They're obviously, both of you being military fellas, or dog and fella, they clearly are not being very diligent security right now, because it's 3 o'clock in the morning and they're just on quote unquote duty because they're up. You got an 11 on your recon. Jadis, what'd you get?
I got a 10.
10, okay. So you see those three guys just playing cards on a table. Mm-hmm. With the 11 and the 10, you can also tell they're probably tired, and there are some bottles of alcohol sitting on top of the table. And off to what would be the west, you see some cots where there's probably some people sleeping, but there's no light over there. You could just make out there's some cots there and probably a couple other people sleeping. Okay. There are some stairs across the way. There's two sets of stairs. One, if you come in and you go to your west, yeah, there's some stairs that kind of go up along the wall to an upper office area.
Got it.
If you went further past those stairs, there's another set of stairs coming up, but towards you, right? So the image is directly west. There's a set that go up and away from you.
Okay.
There's some what looks like office areas on the second floor that overlook the warehouse. And then on the opposite end of that, which is further west, there's a set of stairs that go down from that.
Oh, like to a basement or something?
No, they just they go down from the second story back to the first. Okay. So you could get up to that area from two spots.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then there's a walkway that kind of goes across out of the north side of that office, and it has paths to get up there to do maintenance on like crane equipment and stuff like that.
Okay. Well, I whisper to, so it's just Ruben and I, right? Tassan and Kane are out.
Yeah. So basically, your first minor action, you open the door, you guys look in, you look in there, you can take action or you can hold and wait for Admiral Kane and Tassan to get back, because they will be back with you on the next round.
How, just out of curiosity, how am I aware of how much area a smoke grenade will
obscure? 9 meters. It's 9 meters.
You would know. You would know, yeah.
Yeah. And the warehouse is 30 by 30. It's 30 meters by 30 meters. 10,000 square feet converted to meters is 30 by 30.
Mm-hmm. This one, yeah. Yeah. It's not so quite a perfect square, but I mean, 30 by 30 is good enough. It's probably like 40 by 20 or something.
If one of us threw a grenade over by the poker players, that'd be enough to be kind of obscure.
Oh, yeah. They'd be covered completely, because that's, what is that, like 27 feet of smoke?
And if another one, if another one threw towards the cot area, that would also cover that one more or less.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So
I'm willing to hold until for the next round.
All right. So yeah.
Are you aiming?
Oh yeah.
You can. I'll let you aim the grenade if you want.
Yeah, and I'll just be tossing mine. And then Jade, is there one area that's closer than the other?
The cots are probably, they're all underneath those stairs.
Well,
underneath the office space, not the stairs directly. They're probably a little bit further away. We'll say they're 20 feet away, and the guys playing cards are about 12 feet away.
So the cots are the further away, is what you said.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. I will motion without saying anything to Jadis. For him to use his gun to fire towards the cots.
Yep.
Or aim towards the cots, and I will aim, since I'm just tossing it, I kind of settle myself and aim for the poker players.
All right, and we'll wait.
All right, I'm going to make some checks since you guys are standing there with the door open. Okay. The turn ends, the next turn begins, and you're standing there with the door open. But you guys make stealth checks to see if.
Oh no! I got a miserable 5.
Okay, so I rolled a natural 11 for these guys to notice that the door was open. Actually, hold on. I should roll that with a bane, because. Okay, that bumped it down to a 9. So someone looks over and they go, hey, Who left that door open? Gets up and starts walking your way. What did you roll, Jadis, on your stealth?
5.
Okay, now you're behind a door of cover.
Wait. Stealth is dex-based?
Yeah.
That's going to be a 6.
Okay. Well, you're going to get some cover.
Because we're in the dark and...
Well, and you're high. Well, there's a light above that door, so you're not in the dark, but you're hiding behind a wall.
Okay.
So we'll give you a +3 cover. Sorry, I had to pull the rule book out for those who are listening to look at some stuff here. So you actually managed to not be seen because you're barely peeking out.
Okay.
What did you get, Ruben?
13.
Okay, so you're like super not seen. And now you got one of the guys who's kind of walking over to check on you. The other two don't seem to care. They're like, whatever, just shut it and come back. So someone's walking your way. We're going to be at the top of the round, so we'll do initiative order for everybody.
All right. Are you tracking initiative?
Yes.
Okay.
How do we do initiative again? I always forget.
It's 2d6.
Plus dex or int, right?
Dex or intelligence, yeah.
Tactics.
Oh, yeah, you can do that. Oh, it's a tactics thing to give everybody a boost.
Does anybody have military tactics?
No.
No, you don't.
I thought Kane had it.
I have naval, so I have ship battles I do, but not...
Oh. Well, everybody can make flying sounds and put their arms out like their wings. Would somebody mind keeping track of initiative?
I will do it.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. So just dex is what I'm going to choose. So Jadis is going to have only a 6.
Nice.
Ruben, what'd you get?
7.
7. Kane?
You could pick either dex or intelligence, is that right?
Right. Yes, sir.
Yep. With intelligence, I have a 9.
And Tassan.
7.
All right, and Mason, do you want me to track the bad guys?
Yeah, so the guy that's coming to you, I rolled a 9. The two at the table, I rolled a 3. But... they are completely unaware that you're coming, so this is going to be an ambush round. So for this round, all of you have a +6 to your initiative. You don't need to add the numbers, because in essence, that makes you in front of everybody.
Right.
Yeah. And, so as long as the +6 would make you guys beat that 9, then you guys all go first this round.
Yep. And then after that, I forget, do PCs go before NPCs? Because we've got a couple tie. Can't remember.
In this case, yes, because they're either a little drunk or sleeping. So I'm just going to.
Oh, and what did the table guys get? I forgot. I didn't write that
down. They rolled a 3.
3. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Rolled smoking hot on those guys.
Okay. Kane, at top, has he joined us yet or is he still in
the. Yeah. So he comes back over and you're here. That is it's a minor action to get back.
Okay.
But everyone's at the door.
All right.
Mason, a quick question.
Yes, sir.
The person who is coming towards the door, are they one of the ones that had a pistol holster on their hip or the one that left the big gun leaning against the wall?
Here we go. I'm going to roll a 1 to 4. It's a pistol guy. I rolled a 4, so it's a pistol dude.
Okay.
All right.
And Kane. His pistol's in a holster.
It's going to be okay. Kane and then Reuben.
Okay. So, Kane?
When I came up, I observed that Jadis has a smoke grenade in his hand, a stunner in his left hand. I'm just asking if this is what you guys are carrying. And then, what's my harpoon friend? Oh, Ruben. Ruben has the same, right? He's got a stunner in one hand and a smoke grenade in the other. Is that correct?
I'm holding a smoke grenade and I have a stun gun.
And Jadis has switched to his ACR, which has a smoke grenade in the grenade launcher.
Got it. Okay, cool. So I do make a leadership roll. I'm going to move up as I look into the room and then I kind of pivot behind the door and I tell them, drop smoke on the guys coming in as fast as you can. So basically, I'm just making a leadership roll to help you guys in combat.
Also, make it. Does anybody have a basic tactics? Actually, you can make the roll. You just won't have the you just would have whatever modifier, like a tactics roll. Do you have that?
I have naval tactics.
Nope.
Okay. What's your, so if you have tactics naval, that means you have basic tactics at a zero.
Yeah.
So you can make a tactics check with intelligence or education, as like a, to assess the situation if you want to, as an action. Okay, so you don't have to do it, but you, as a minor action, if you want to assess to maybe figure out, I don't know, where they might most likely keep.
So, I mean, that's role playing wise, that would be, I mean, as primary reason we're going in here. So, character wise, I would be looking for, I have a heightened awareness of looking for any sign of the hostage we're going after.
Okay,
I rolled an 8 on tactics.
Okay, you think the most likely place, based on what you've seen, that the hostage is being kept is upstairs in the office.
Okay.
Because it looks like the most secure area inside this warehouse.
I will not communicate that now, but I will say that as soon as stealth is not an issue.
Okay, cool. Now, if you want to, like, you can say that now, whisper it. You guys are close enough that, and you're outside.
And we, like, have comms. We have comms.
Okay, yeah, so I'll let you get away with whispering very quietly that, right?
If I recognize that fact, then I would convey that to the group through the comms.
Cool. So everyone, you're aware of, tactically speaking, that seems to make the most sense of where they would be keeping the hostage.
Okay. As a result of my leadership role, and I'm done with my actions because it took me a minor to get over, then I took my leadership actions, my action, so I'm done. And I get two booms this combat round, so people can use two booms.
Okay, you can take an aim action with something if you want.
No, because it's a major action to do the leadership, and then you said I had to move over.
Gotcha. Sorry, I thought it was a minor to do the leader.
I'll double check.
Ruben, you're up.
All right, I am following through on my aim and tossing the smoke grenade over towards the poker player area.
All right, give it a roll. That's a athletics. It's a dex athletics, right?
As we said earlier, what did we say?
So that'd be a 10.
Oh, yeah, you get it spot on where you want it. It can land on top of the table and roll a little bit. And go off in the middle of the table if you wanted to.
I would like that very much, yes.
So this smoke grenade goes flying through the air right over the guy's head, and you roll the 10, and he just doesn't catch it. You throw it right up into the darkness, and it hits the table and rolls a little bit and stops kind of slightly spinning, and the guy's playing cards like, huh? And he goes, poof! And just smoke just envelops him in one big puff.
All right. Dasan, you're up next.
Okay, Dasan is going to... Is there, like, hold actions?
I don't think they have, like, that.
What they have is you can delay your turn, and it's, mm-hmm. and you basically slide down the initiative order. After the round is over, though, you lose it.
Okay.
If you don't go.
So Dasan would do that. He would delay, because he wants to go in last.
Okay, that's fine.
Mason?
Hmm.
Do I still have a movement?
Yeah, so throwing the grenade would be your major action. So you do have a minor movement action if you want.
Okay, well, I don't know if this counts as a minor action. I'm putting on the goggles.
IR goggles.
So that I can see through the smoke.
Oh, you could just put them on. Because you had them already strapped on your head. And I mean, you could just kind of shake your head down and they'll pop into place.
I will step towards the guy coming towards us with my stun gun ready for next round.
Awesome.
All right.
So there it is. Ruben steps into the building.
All right. And Tassan is delaying his action. So Jadis is up next. So the other location, which is the cots, I think it was.
Yes.
I'm going to shoot the smoke grenade out of my ACR. Kathoom. All right. So that's going to be 6, 7, 8, 9. And I'm going to use the boon actually, right? We had a boon we could spend, right?
Yeah, I think Kane gave you 3 boons. Two, how many boons did you give everybody?
2 for the group as a pool.
So that's going to be a 12 then.
Boom. All right. So you throw yours and it lands, like, hits a guy in the stomach over there, and you're, and then poof, it just goes off.
All right, very good. And then as for my minor action, I'm going to head for the nearest stairs.
Okay, and that's you'll get to the base of those stairs.
Okay, very good.
All right, who's next?
Announced to San, who has delayed his action till now. Use it or lose it, San.
So I was going to go and run in and start running up the stairs.
Okay, so the grenade went off on the table, and the guy had gotten up, and they cover, you said, 9 meters?
Yeah, 9 meters. It's okay. That's the diameter.
Gotcha, so 4.5 from the center. He was a little, you know, he's been drinking, so he only walked 3 meters, so he's actually in right at the edge of that smoke. So because of that, he probably doesn't see you guys coming in. So you guys throw grenades, and now you're inside. Tassan, you can... you want to spend your two minor actions left to run it. That would get you to the top of the stairs.
Okay,
great. Because you're right there at a door at the top of the stairs. Okay. And there are...
How many doors?
There's one on this side, and there's like a little gangplank that goes around. So you could go in that door, or you could run around to the... Because you're on the east side, right? Because it's attached to the south wall. Or you could run around and go... There's a door on the north. And you're pretty sure there's a door on the west side because there are stairs coming down over there.
Okay.
There's windows on all three of these interior walls of this thing.
Okay, so my idea is to run up and then, you know, look in the first window.
So you look in the first window and you see some people who are a little bit startled, but in there is a girl tied up.
Okay, cool. If I have an action, I'll say I'm on combat. Is this one?
Sure, you can say that.
Okay.
See, it's a free thing. All right, we back to the top. Oh, now the bad guys go.
Did Tassan tell us what he saw?
Yeah, he said it's this one.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. What is the impact that the smoke has on these guys? Are they blind or something? Or
it's -2 for them to shoot through it, and it says it creates some level of obscurement, which is kind of vague, but that's what it says.
Yeah, well, what I'm going to role play up is... These guys at the table were a little tipsy, so they're rolling out a boon. The smoke grenade goes off, and he rolled. He's not even like he's just coughing. One of the guys is coughing and gagging, and you don't know what he's doing, but you don't hear any gunfire going off. You hear more coughing and gagging. This one sounds like it's coming your way, and then so the other guy steps out of the smoke, coughing and gagging, and is, you know, wiping his eyes. He sees you, goes to pull his holster out and try to shoot you, but he just, in the moment, just pulls his gun out and just shoots the wall somewhere in the back, way off. Like, he might as well just not tried. And everyone else this turn is just getting up. So that's
all right.
The end of that round one of official combat. Now we're back to the top of round two.
And Kane is up, and then after that will be the guy that was headed toward us initially.
Perfect. So there's one guy that's outside who's in front of us?
Yeah, he's pretty close, basically almost right on top of Ruben. Okay. Everyone else that you see is in smoke. You hear some coughing coming from both things of smoke. Guys in the cots, they were sleeping until this all happened, so their last turn was spent waking up.
Got it. So I'm going to just go ahead then and take an aim action for +1 and then go ahead and just shoot him with my stunner.
Okay.
I got a 6 and a 4. That's a 10 +1 is an 11 -1 for my dex is a 10, and then I got a 0 energy combat. So I have a total of a 10, so I hit with 2 levels of successes.
To effect. All right, so roll your damage.
Got a 4, 5, and a 4, so that's 13 +2 gives me 15 points of stun damage.
So, Ruben, you've approached this guy, and then you hear a zap, and the guy just stiffens up and just falls over unconscious.
Nice.
Hi, Paul.
Cold. All right, who's on deck, or who's next, and who's on deck?
So it was the guy that was headed toward us, so that was the guy that just took the hit, right?
Real quick, initiatives are now to normal. The guy that he just took out had an initiative of 9.
Yeah, that's the guy that was next.
Okay, so he's out now.
He's out.
So other now, three guys that were, the other two guys in the that were playing cards had an initiative of 3.
Yep, they're at the bottom, right? So yeah. It's going to be Ruben, Tassan, Jadis, and then everybody else.
Yeah, everyone else came in at a 4, so they're they're going to be at the bottom. Then there's... Okay, so the next one is going to be a 7.
Do you want to name that group that you're calling a 7 or just calling a 7?
So everyone downstairs, they're all, I mean, it's a 3 and a 4. So we'll just put a little lump them together.
Yep.
And then we'll do upstairs.
Upstairs. Okay.
Yeah, we'll do like upstairs 1. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
very good. So it's going to be... So Kane, now it's Ruben's turn.
I will step with my goggles on. I can see the guys at the table fairly clearly.
Yeah, they're standing up. One of them is trying to get his rifle, and the other one is just trying to make his way towards you guys.
Okay, I'm just going to shoot at the one that's making his way towards us.
All right.
So.
And you have goggles, so you don't have any negatives for shooting him into the smoke.
So that would be a 9.
That's a hit with a 1 effect.
Okay.
So, are you stunning as well?
Yes, I'm using the stunner on it. So that would be 7.
7 total?
Yeah.
Okay, that just precisely. he falls down. A little bit of drool coming out of his mouth. So that's 3 dudes down, right? The one outside and then the 2 inside. Yep.
Yep. Upstairs 1's up next and then Tassan.
Okay. So upstairs 1, Tassan, you see this because you're looking in a window. A light comes on and there's a guy in there and he's throwing on some armor and he pulls out a laser pistol. Ooh. And he sees you in the window. But his turn was doing that, so he hops behind some cover. And then that was all that was upstairs. Well, besides the hostage.
All right, and then Tassan's next.
Okay, so there's a window. Is there like a way to duck down? So like, I'm assuming the window starts like at 3 feet, right?
Yeah.
It's not like floor. Okay.
It's not. It's a big window, but it's not floor to ceiling. So.
Okay, I want to pull out a smoke grenade, open the door, and throw it in there.
Okay.
And roll it in there.
Nice. It doesn't really matter where you go. It's going to fill that room up. So
yeah, it's 9 meters, right?
So. Yeah, you don't bother, and it's a box, so.
Right. That was my thought. I thought I couldn't miss doing that. So.
Yeah. The worst case scenario is like you hit someone in the head and it hurts.
Right,
but
right.
So, yeah. So you roll it in and it, poof, the whole place fills with smoke.
Okay, perfect. That's exactly what I want. And then I'm just ducking down below the window and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
And actually, I'll close the door.
Oh, okay. Not a bad idea.
Yep.
And you hear, of course, you're screaming coming from your sister now.
Right.
Muffled That's screaming.
Right.
Okay. So is that, are you done, Tassan?
Yep.
Okay, Jadis's turn. So I get to the top of the stairs. Can I see the girl at this point, I guess?
If you go to the window, you see that the room is full of smoke. Do you have goggles on?
Yeah, I flipped down my IR.
Okay, then yeah, you can see the girls in there.
So the girls in the room with the smoke with the guy that just started to put on his gear with a laser pistol.
He hopped behind cover.
She's tied to a chair, so it's pretty obvious who she is.
Okay, so she's tied to... So, okay,
there's no confusing that.
they're still in the same... But they're in the same room, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so... And there's glass. So the window, or at least it looks like glass, right? So we could... basically, I want to try to... If it would make sense to do so, I'm going to shoot a stun grenade through the window into that room and stun everybody, including the girl.
Sure. I mean, is that 9 meters, too?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay. Yeah. So you don't really have to roll. I mean, because even if you got it in the far back corner, they're kind of in the middle of the room. So they're
right. So it's going to go through, and it's doesn't matter where it lands. It's in the room.
Yeah. I mean, I guess they can make you roll to see if you hit the wall instead of the window.
Okay.
Stun yourself, but I'm not going to do that. So you throw you shoot your grenade in there. Roll the damage.
Okay.
I hope Shailene doesn't have any other damage on her.
Yeah, Kane, do you
Well, let's call stun grenades can't kill you, I don't think.
You know what the stun... Does it have to do like subduing damage? Is stunning?
Yeah. Hold on.
Yeah. No. It's so the right, way stunned, you just roll it. You just roll it, and then it's against endurance. Yeah.
What you do is you roll it, and then you reduce, you subtract armor, and then everything left over goes to endurance.
Right. It's 3D.
Take enough stun damage to hit you to zero endurance. You just go unconscious.
Right.
Yeah.
John, do you know what? Do you recall what the stun grenades do damage wise? Is it 3D?
3D.
Yeah. That's correct.
Yeah. All right. This is going a lot better than I think you guys thought it was
going to
go.
Awesome.
All right.
Good plans, man. Good plans.
All right. 11 damage. Stun damage.
Okay. 11 damage will minus 2 is 9. Oh, just by 1 point. She's out. He's out cold. But just by 1 point, he had armor of 2, and he had 8 endurance.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you did 11. So you see like a hand flop out from behind the counter that was holding a laser pistol, and it goes still.
Oh, so he is out then,
or is he faking?
No, yeah, you don't know.
What you see is a hand laying on the ground. Okay. With
all right. All right. That does it for my turn. Then it is downstairs 4 and 3. You should order.
Oh, okay, so the downstairs bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this guy comes busting out, and he is the guy with a shotgun, and he seems to maybe have a bit more head on his shoulders, like quote unquote a sergeant maybe. He comes busting out of the smoke, identifies somebody. Who's downstairs inside the building?
Me and the heart.
I am.
And Ruben.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, I rolled a 1, so he's going to shoot at the harpoon.
Profiling. Okay.
he goes, I'm more of a cat guy.
He's in the alley.
So I rolled a 7 plus his gun skill, which is plus 2, so a 9.
Okay, don't forget you can dive for cover. It'll give you a minus 2 if you dive behind the door.
You can dive for cover.
And you have armor on.
Yeah, I actually double check dive for cover.
If you dive for cover, you give up your next action.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So what is my... I have armor 8, and then is there anything else I add to that?
No.
So he rolled a 9?
I rolled a 9 total, so it's going to be an effective 1 plus the shotgun damage.
Okay, so as a reaction, I will die for cover.
Okay.
Yeah, Mason, yeah, you blow your next action, like Mason said.
Yeah, but hey, he goes and he pulls the trigger, and the blast is coming out, and your harpoon reflexes kick in, and you almost see it in slow motion. You're like, that's going to hit. And you dive off to the side, but not with your tail between your legs. All right, so he shoots, boom, and just... It doesn't go wild, but the target moved out of the way. Another two guys come stumbling out, but they're kind of... They rolled snake eyes. They're disoriented, so their turn is reorienting themselves. One of them does have an ACR.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but one of the guys that's like all stunned and stuff. All right, back to the top.
Yep, Kane. Kane and then Ruben.
Okay, so Mason, the guys with the ACRs, or the guy with the ACR, is there two that I can throw a grenade at that would be close by? If I threw a stun grenade at them, could I get two of them?
Yeah, so the basically coming out of the smoke from the west towards the east, which would be directly to where Ruben and Kane were at, is the guy with the shotgun, and he's kind of more solo. The guy with the ACR and another one with a pistol who came out disoriented came out of the smoke going north.
Okay,
so you could toss a grenade that way and stun those guys.
I'm going to throw the grenade that way. So I'm going to take an aim action. That'll give me a plus 1. Then I'm going to throw. I got a 6. That's 3. That's a 9. Plus,
for what it's worth, the guy with the shotgun is wearing flak armor.
Okay, that's fine. So I got a 6 and a 3 is a 9, minus 1 because of my dex and shaky hand, plus 1 because I aimed, and a 0 for my athletics dex. So that gives me a 9. So I made it with 1 rank of success, hitting the two guys in the back with the ACR and the guy with the pistol.
Nice. Okay. So you land that grenade in a way that doesn't get you guys.
Yep. And it was, 4, 6, and 5. So 15 points of stun damage, plus 1 is 16.
Nice.
They both go down.
Nice.
Well, when you're looking at the numbers, it's strength, dex, endurance, right?
Strength, yep. Dex, endurance. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Yep. If it was Dex, he would not be down, but his endurance is only an 8.
Yeah. I mean, it's damage goes against endurance first, and then your choice.
Wait. Dex. He has +8 armor. He has cloth armor on. You rolled how much stun damage?
The ACR guy.
Yeah. How much stun damage?
I only did 16.
16 minus 8 is 8. Oh, he's still down. You got exactly what you needed, because he had 8 armor and he had 8 endurance. So he kind of fights it for a little bit. He goes down on a knee and he looks over at you and he gives you that look. He's going to give you a finger, but then he passes.
I give him this look.
the other guy, he just goes out. He's just out. So that leaves basically the guy with the shotgun and the flak armor. He was probably unaware everybody else is taken out at this point. So who's next in line?
I am up.
Ruben.
So my action is burned from diving for cover, so I will just position myself close to the shotgun guy so I can fire on him next round.
Okay. All right.
It's the upstairs one guy.
He's out.
And he's out, and then it's Tassan after that.
All right, Tassan. You have goggles on too, right?
Right. Yeah.
So you see all that stuff as well.
All right, so I will run in and start untying Shailene.
Okay.
And then I will also, I'll come and say, I got her. I'm untying her.
And she's out cold. So you're untying her. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to have to like fireman carry her.
Oh, that's fine. Jadis is up there too, so he can assist you if he wants.
Yeah, right. So before I go into the smoke room, I'm looking around. Is there anything else upstairs that looks like, you know, bad guys could be hidden in other rooms or anything like that, or is this pretty much all there is?
There's another room opposite this one. It's a little bit smaller. This looks like it was like a primary office.
Okay.
But there's no one else in there.
There's no one else in that other room?
From where you're at, you can't see it. The lights are out and your goggles don't show you anybody.
Okay. So I'm gonna go into the room with Hassan and Shailene and just make sure that it's really, truly secure.
It's not the room you're looking for.
He did a Jedi finger wave.
Okay, so you go in there, and that room is secure. And you can help Tassan secure his sister if you want to.
Well, once I realize it's secure, I'm going to, instead of helping with them, because there may be still stuff going on downstairs, I'm going to use the rest of my turn to move as far as I can to the stairs.
Okay,
I don't know if I have an action, a minor action left at this point.
It will take your at least 2 minor actions to go in and search behind everything to secure that room.
Okay.
So you have enough. Your third minor action will get you back out.
Okay.
You don't have anything left to shoot.
So I'm still upstairs, but I'm out of the room.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's just because you're being very thorough, checking all the corners and stuff. And it's
makes sense. Okay. All right. I'm done, and it's now downstairs, table 4.
All right. So shotgun guy, he is gonna take a aim. Actually, I'm gonna do this first. Okay, he's not aware that everyone else has been blasted to La La Land. So he takes a shot at Ruben because he's right in front of him. So that's 7, 8, 9 again.
Oh, wow. Oh. All right, I'll just take it this time.
Okay, so it's an effective 1, and the shotgun is 5d of damage.
Oh.
That's going to hurt, but let's see. Maybe I'll roll horribly. Kind of middle of the road. So 2 and 3 is 5, 2 and 2 is 4, so that puts me at 9, +4 puts me at 13, +1 puts me at 14.
How much armor do you have?
8.
Okay, so 14 minus 8.
So 6.
6, mm-hmm. Gets through.
Off so endurance first. Endurance?
Endurance, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'm down to 1 on endurance.
Nice, still standing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, the shotgun, you'd be standing until strength or dex drop too. All right, that's his turn. So he boom.
All right, so now we're back at the top, and it's Kane's turn, followed by Ruben.
You just saw Ruben take a huge shotgun blast, almost point blank, and not flinch, so he's doing good.
Admiral Kane's on mute.
Oh, yeah, you're muted.
You're still muted.
Still muted. All right, there we go. He's free.
He's miming.
I'm miming. So nobody else is down here, right? Just the shotgun guy.
Yeah, because the other two that came out, you knocked out.
Okay. I'm going to just take, I'm going to try and run up next to Ruben as, no, actually I'm just going to stay here, aim and fire, because it'll be a better chance to hit. So I'm going to shoot him with the stun pistol.
Okay.
So I rolled a 3, and a 3 is a 6, plus 1 for my aim makes me a 7, minus 1 because of my shaky hand makes me a 6, and so I think I just missed.
Yeah, you missed. Good shot, though. Good try.
Yeah.
Who's next?
All right, I will stun gun at shotgun guy.
Come on, Ruben.
Tassan, you're up next.
Wait, do we have any... I have an available boon, don't I?
Yeah, you have one from whenever you got on the ship, and basically you were like so inspired by the quality of the engineering that you kind of banked some inspiration.
Right, that's so better. 11 to hit.
Nice. So that's going to give you an effect of 3, because 11 okay. minus 8.
And that would be 14.
Is that including the effect?
Yep.
Okay. 14. He has an armor of 5. Which takes it down to
9.
And you guys have been consistently, he has 9 endurance. You've been on the spot or barely met, like one over. So he kind of, and he takes a step towards you, starts to aim the shotgun and just collapses. And that's the end of combat.
All right.
Nice.
Dun, dun.
And you hear in the comm, Lieutenant Fulner, hey, is everything okay in there? I heard some gunfire.
Everything's good. We're coming out right now with the girl, and if you want police to sweep in and arrest these guys, feel free, but we're heading out.
All right, I'd make it quick, because if I heard it, somebody else is bound to have heard it.
Yep.
And nobody's, yep. There was no eliminations.
Nice. So he's like, I'm going to call it in. So you guys come running out.
Yep.
Hop in your little vehicle to get out of Dodge. Get out of Dodge and... not in time just to hear sirens coming, because this is the ghetto and the cops are super corrupt, so it takes a long time for them to show up. But you get out safely, having rescued Tassan's sister, and it sounds like no one took time to search anybody there, so that's...
Yeah, I was going to suggest that, but...
Who knows what kind of mysteries were left behind.
So I will say, so as we load in the car and we're starting to drive away, I'll calm Rikus and say, Rikus, no need for the distraction. We got her. We got her. We're on the way.
He says, oh, that's really good to hear. You going to Mom's?
Yeah. We'll go there if you think that's safe.
It should be safe.
Okay.
I'll meet you there with some backup.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Nice.
And then if I can... Go ahead. I was going to see... I'm going to look at the medical kit real quick, but go ahead.
Okay, so I'm saying we're at just over an hour and 10 minutes, so this might be a good spot to cut. And then we could pick up next time at the aftermath party. Nice. Good job, fellas.
Nice.
This is a moment where careful planning and timing paid off huge.
And stunning is big.
It is big.
It is. Yeah. I think the trade-off, which I think it'll balance itself out, is the distance, right?
Yeah.
Because like ARs, I mean, shotgun has a range of 50. The ACR is 450. Auto rifles are 300s. Razor pistols are 20, right? So the trick is, if you can get in close, they're really powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a perfect moment where it worked out really well. See, you guys like basically walk through that thing with very little danger.
Ruben's got a hole in his side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All things considered, that was going well.
I got my field medical kit for just this reason. So
nice. You want to go ahead and roll that up?
Oh yeah, that's the sound medical.
He's probably in the back. It's just like an action movie. He's like, oh, it hurts. Thon's pushing on it. There's blood everywhere.
I mean, if you don't trust me, I am skilled in medic, and I am the most intelligent person in the group. But whatever. If you don't trust me, it's okay.
I saw how he worked on that guy.
12.
Mine's 12 as well. So you're tied for the most intelligent in the group.
Yay. What's your education?
What's yours?
12.
I will not discuss this. What's your social standing?
4.
That's so high.
So I'll roll that. I'll roll that real quick. It's just a field medical. It's so weird. So there's no.
You're
I don't
not
get
gonna
a plus,
put one of those cones around my head, are you?
No. So it doesn't give me any. See, this is so crazy. I should have never bought this. I should have bought the... Oh, but those are super expensive. All right, so it's just a straight...
I think we had a discussion before about these field medical kits.
Yeah, that basically just allows me to do it, basically.
Oh, because you can't do it without it. Gotcha.
Yeah, right. So,
and the effect is how much you heal him, right?
Right. The medic kits are really expensive. They get... Those are the ones that actually allow me to, like, gives me plus on my DMs, but they're super expensive.
Are you using a healing kit? Is that what it is?
I'm using a field medic kit. Field medical kit. Right. Field medical kit. This is a backpack size medical kit for doctors, combat medics, and paramedics. The kit contains drugs, surgical supplies, and diagnostic equipment, as well as very basic surgical tools. A field surgery kit provides all the necessary equipment required for the most basic or desperate operations. And so, but medikits give you pluses if you buy the higher tech level ones.
Oh, nice.
But they're super expensive. I mean, there's three times the cost for a TL-10. So that is a 6 plus my medic, which is a 1, 7 plus my intelligence, which is a 2. So that's a 9.
So, Ruben, you get 1 point of endurance back.
Cool. Thank you. Thank you, Tassan.
You're welcome. And that's the only time you can do first aid, because you technically have to do that within 1 minute of the injury.
Right.
Then after that, it becomes just time or surgery and stuff. Awesome. Yeah. So we'll end there, I think.
Ooh,
sweet. Nice. Hope that was fun. I had a good time. I was very interested to see how you'd handle this. And Tassan's sister saved. All right. Yay. Well, thanks everybody for listening. That was episode 14, right?
14. Yeah. 14, baby.
Woo. All right. Yeah. We survived unlucky 13 and saved the sister. Nice. All right. Traveler out.
Thanks everybody.
So this has been a Dice Haven podcast. Learn more at dicehaven.com and please rate, like, and review us wherever you get your podcast. We really appreciate it. Any background music and ambient sounds you hear were provided by tabletopaudio.com. With the exception of our intro music, which is stock media provided by Pond5. Thanks for listening.